Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch.
Welcome, everyone, to the Men's Room podcast with myself, Adi Oladipo, the great Rory Jennings as well. You laugh about great.
No, I like it. I think it's misleading, but I like it.
I think you're great at what you do.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah. Look, we do talk about absolutely everything in the Men's Room podcast. And this, I think, episode proves so. In the spirit of Halloween, we're going to be talking about the paranormal. I was waiting for you to do that. I didn't know if they was going to do that in the edit.
Maybe there'll be a sound effect.
I think there should be something.
I'm feeling slightly spooky. I'm enjoying our set.
It's good, isn't it? I think it's very, very nice. Joining us today is Jason Whitnall, paranormal investigator, expert investigator. Jason, before we kick things off, what does that actually mean? What does a paranormal investigator actually mean?
Basically, what a paranormal investigator is somebody that tries. People always go, when you say this, but a paranormal investigator is somebody who will try to prove that the ghost that people are reporting isn't actually there.
So you're trying to prove a negative.
Interesting.
Okay. We'd never ever dive into an investigation going, yep, it's a ghost.
Okay, that's an interesting angle. I like that. I like the approach.
Yeah.
I like that the
I'm
approach.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm trying to prove
that you are wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to say it isn't
it's something
that.
Else.
Yeah, it's the drain. Yeah,
it's something else. I've got a crazy stat for you. 1 in 3 Brits believe in the paranormal. Does that surprise you? 1 in 3 is a lot.
Yeah, that does sound quite high, I suppose. But it also means that 2/3 don't.
Yeah, I agree. good maths there. Good maths, Mr. Jennings. How do people, what do they do? Is it like I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, if I hear a creak and I think it's that, I wouldn't even know where to look for a paranormal investigator.
You tend to start getting people contacting you when it's gone past the creaking sort of thing. It's very difficult for people to reach out to you in the first place.
Why?
Because they feel very uncomfortable saying that they feel that they're suffering from paranormal activity.
Yeah,
it's not easy for anyone to admit that.
When did this start for you? When did this all become?
First real thing, paranormal experience, started when I was 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. Well, where I used to live in New Cross. And
it wasn't a ghost, mate. It was a Millwall fan.
Possibly. but anyway, so my friend used to live in this corner house. It used to be a coaching house. Okay. And one of the coachmen got killed, run over by one of these coaches. And anybody who lived in that house always had a tale to tell. We went round to go and see him. We said, we're going to go upstairs and play. So we went up to his room, which was at the very top of the house. And all of a sudden, the room temperature dropped incredibly. It was like a freezer in his room. And his door was open, and the door then slammed shut. And, of course, we're kids, five-year-old kids, screaming our heads off because we didn't know what was going on and trying to get out, and we could not open the door. So our mums have come up. So they were trying to force the door open. Nothing would budge that door. Not a thing would budge it. And we were in there for at least 5 minutes trying to get that door open. And all of a sudden, the door flew open And then something went whooshing out the room, past them, knocked them flying, knocked us flying, and then it went back to normal again. Temperature rose again.
Yeah.
And it's continued ever since. So I do have the ability every now and again to see something.
That's interesting. Do you think that there is a select person then that has either the skill or the openness to be receptive to this kind of activity?
Yeah, you either are or you're not.
Yeah. Are you?
No, I wouldn't say I am. But I will say that, again, from my culture, especially in Nigeria, obviously, look, it's kind of split between sort of Christianity and Muslim. But before that, go back 56 years, a lot of people still practice it. They practice what people call juju.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you know. All about that, which is like black magic. Mm. And when you go deep into the village, so in Nigeria, you've got like the islands, which are very nice and touristy. But you've also got what we call the mainland, which is very old school. Nothing changes. Everything looks old. If you go deep into the mainland, then all they practice is juju. There is, it's very rare. I mean, you are still going to get a lot of Christians and Muslims, but they more respond to black magic still.
Yep.
And that's how they think things are dealt with, by black magic. So I feel like, it's not that I personally believe it, but it's something I've been brought up with from my gran telling my mum to my mum telling me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. What's the scariest story or scariest incident you've had? Does anything scare you now?
Not really.
Yeah.
Because they're not necessarily scary, are they, ghosts?
No.
Like, well, even a ghost, even, you know, let's just pretend that Laurie's story was accurate and there is a young child living in that house. That's cool.
No, that's scary.
Why? Not going to hurt you.
So one second, I'm in my bedroom chilling and I'm hearing a kid's voice. That's
but realistically, why does it matter?
It's frightening.
No, man, you could share. I don't mind if a spider's in my house as long as it's not going to bite me. You can cohabit as long as you're not in my way. I don't mind. Oh. I'd be more scared of real people than I am a ghost. Ghost doesn't necessarily mean it's going to hurt you, does it? Someone just living it. Someone could be over there.
This is the part, and this isn't to make a joke of it, in the movie where Rory dies. Rory goes somewhere and the person that says that.
You've been conditioned, though, by watching films or whatever, reading Stephen King books, to believe and associate ghosts or spirits or whatever with a threat.
Isn't there a difference? That's interesting that you say that. Ghosts and spirits. Because when you think of spirits, like if someone said my granddad's still in the house, that's a spirit that I'm certainly not going to be scared of. I agree with you. But then a ghost, I almost have separated the two. Are they the same then? A ghost and a spirit?
Well, essentially, yes. But you've got different elements of spiritual activity, really. And ghosts aren't what you see on the TV. In the films, and also with a lot of TV shows. So a lot of these investigators that go out in the field and what have you, it really is a load of old codswallop.
Isn't there a film, though, which you've watched and thought, they've kind of got close to it?
Like Blair Witch Project.
I don't know. Like, seriously, yeah. Like, is there anything
probably
like
that? Probably, I would say, out of all of the like ghosty horror films that you can see, I'd probably say Blair Witch is probably about the most accurate, because you literally see nothing.
Yeah.
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 It's the scare element. It's knowing something's there, but you can't see it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
it doesn't have to be tangible, does it? To exist, no. It doesn't have to be a fact. It doesn't have to be something that you can see and touch. It can still be relevant in your life.
I'm guessing over the years, you sort of dealt with so many different cases, right? From the silly to the extreme in terms of what I would class as scary.
Yep.
Are there any sort of scary stories that you can share with us?
Probably the most nerve-wracking one was from my own home, where my mother still lives now. This is something that happened when my mother and my father and my brothers and sisters, because I come from a big family, were all on holiday. And they asked me, because I didn't want to go, would I be able to decorate their hallway for them? Which I agreed to do. I started painting the hallway, and our hallway is quite huge. It's like from the ceiling into the staircase. It's really quite a high drop. And I had the ladder up and I was up painting away, like you are. And when I started painting, I was fine. And then all of a sudden, I felt something grab hold of the ladder, yank it round whilst I was on the ladder, and pull it down. And I saw the ladder go from the bottom get pulled out so that I fell down the stairs holding onto paint pots, as you can imagine, trying not to let paint fly everywhere. And I ended up on the bottom of the staircase. And I knew that it was something that was in the house, and it's always been in the house, but it's been ever present, but nothing really showing itself, you know, just little bits and pieces. Like the laughing, you could hear laughing every so often. It's just little things like that that made me feel, there's got to be something here. So the one thing that made me push this to find out if there was something in the house was when my father got ill, he said to me, son, you know I don't believe in ghosts and things like that. I said, yeah. He said, well, I know you do, but there's something here. And I was like, well, what? And he said, well, I'd rather not say. He wouldn't go into it then after that. He just kind of shut up. So I said to my mum, what's he going on about? And she said, there's something in the room that he feels, that something there. It keeps coming out at night and pestering him and plaguing him and making him feel uncomfortable. And I said, well, can you tell me what it is? And she said, well, from, it's going to sound mad, Jason. She said, but from what he said, it's like a little green goblin-y sort of thing. So I thought to myself, well, look, I know Dad's not well. He wasn't being rational in sometimes. So I thought to myself, well, maybe he's hallucinating. So I let it go for a little bit, and my mum was saying he's still seeing these things. I said, okay. So he went into hospital for a couple of weeks, and she said to me, now's the prime opportunity for you to go up there and see if you can find anything. So, right, okay. Now, the room had nothing in it. Okay? Mm. It was all being refreshed because he was in hospital. Room was empty. I went in there with my equipment and my camera, and I was talking to the room, asking it, if you could show me yourself, please, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to take a few pictures. If you can show yourself on the pictures to me, I really would appreciate it. Done that a few times, got nothing. Kept asking. There's one time, took a picture, and I had to take a double look at what I saw, because in my lens, there was this little green face with a big black eye, and you could see ears and like little teeth.
Do you have that picture with you?
I do.
Well, okay. This could be the landmark moment. This is the sea change.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm also intrigued by the equipment. You know, you mentioned that you have equipment or whatever.
Yeah.
Very keen to hear exactly what that will be.
I've never been so nervous to look at a photo in my life. I don't know why.
I don't show a lot of people this because I think people find it frightening.
Do they?
I've got one of the guys on my team is a demonologist.
I'm not looking at it then.
Oh, get a grip.
You need to come to Nigeria with me, I think.
Get a grip. Look at the picture.
No.
And I said to him, what do you think, Mike? And he had a look at that and he went, this is in your house. Now, he's not frightened of anything. He said to me, that's in your, you took that in your house. I said, yes. Mm. He went,
move.
We need to do something. Yeah,
get on right, move. There's a
we need to do something.
Dodgy picture.
Oh, yeah. What?
Look at it. Come on. What do you think? Do you know what this feels like to me? This is like when I had a kid and my wife showed me the picture from the womb and I was just like pretending that I understood what I was looking at.
Eye, nose, jawline.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. I've actually got it. I can see the... Yeah, I've got it now, have you? Eye, nose, face. See it? That's the nose in the middle.
I can see it.
Eye, face.
Yeah.
hawkish.
Doesn't this, like, see, when you see things like that, don't this, like, mentally consume you? Like,
it can do if you let it. If you let it get to you, then yeah. But you've got to...
But again, it was, even if this young fellow is living in your house, never troubled you badly. All right, pulled a ladder out from under you. That's prankish.
Mm.
It's, you should be far more fearful of people who can actually do you damage. I'm more scared of people who might mug me than I am a ghost living in my house. Ghosts are welcome in my house.
No. You say that, and with you, I've never known if Rory's being serious or not. But you say that, and I can see the guy mugging me or whoever it might be. I can see them, physically see them. That I can't see. I don't know. Like right now, I'm going home to a one-bedroom flat by myself. I have no idea who could be, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? I shut the door. No, you shut the door in your house, don't you? You feel like you're safe and you're by yourself. You shut that. As soon as you lock that door, that's it.
What did the demonologist say about that photo?
He believed that it was quite a nasty thing. He said that he felt that it was something that drained off people's energy. And it all started to happen once my father got unwell. It's like it drained his energy.
Not just pranky. You've got some equipment with you, Jason. Yes. Can we have a look and see? Is this the equipment? If someone gives you a call and says something this potentially is in the house, this is what you take with you?
But we've got literally tons and tons and tons.
Where do you get things like this, then? If you want to buy a kit?
You have to have a good relationship with personal builders that build this equipment.
Oh, wow. So you know, you get in touch with the actual makers of this equipment. It isn't, so this isn't an Amazon purchase. This is...
Some things are.
Right.
But some, you have to go directly to the company and ask them, can you make this for
really?
Me?
Really?
You know, what are you working on at the moment that maybe I can trial?
Really?
Yeah.
You know things like exorcisms after watching The Exorcist? Is that, things like that true?
It is true, yes. But trying to get an exorcism done by the Catholic Church is nigh on impossible.
What, you can't have an exorcism?
You have to get permission from the Catholic Church.
They're not going to be up for that, surely.
Not always. They'll come and do a cleansing in your home for you, but an exorcism is something else.
Right.
But it does happen.
It does happen.
Why?
It hasn't happened in the market for a long time.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, you watched the movie The Exorcist, didn't
I've seen
you?
The Exorcist. Yeah, yeah. I've seen The Omen as well, that scared me.
Okay.
So what is this with the red top?
Okay, so this is a REM pod. Basically, what it works off of is electrical pulses in the air.
Mm.
Yes, it will pick up humans because we're electricity.
Mm.
So the idea is to place that as far away from human beings as possible, in the far corner of a room, and ask the spirit to go over to it and touch it and set it off, just to let us know that you're there.
Really? And so you chat.
Yeah.
You'd say, what would you say?
Well, I would. If
you're so dumb.
I was going to try and do it, but then I thought I don't know where to start here.
Okay, so basically, what we'd do is we'd switch it on, put it down, walk away, and then sit as a group and say, okay, if you're here and you want to communicate with us, all you've got to do is just touch the REM pod or go near it and it will set it off. And we'll show what to do. Just in case we're being watched and we'll move our hand near it and it'll show it going off. Wow. And they would just say, if you can do that for us, that'd be great.
Is that specifically made for that?
Yeah.
So, Addy, if you had the REM pod and I put you into a room, what would you say to encourage a ghost to reveal itself to you?
I would first. Oh, I'm not even joking. Are you here to hurt me? I'm frightened. You know what it is? I'm saying this, and I'll say it directly to the camera. Maybe this is obviously for you. I don't know, but in Nigeria, this is a very, very real thing, like very, very real thing. Like people openly pray to the spirits. Like it's actually very normal. Like, again, most people would have heard the term juju, and you heard it. Yep. If people joke about it now, it's just a phrase, a term. But we've always felt like in Nigeria, it wasn't a good spirit. was a bad, or I've always felt it was a bad spirit.
You're always obsessed with it being a threat. Ghosts aren't a threat. Ghosts are welcome in my house as long as they're not top of the fence.
In Nigeria, they're used as a threat. People use them as a threat.
But there's a goody ghost, Kaswa. There's always a goody one.
Don't listen to him.
No, but there is. There's always. You're always focusing on the negative ghost.
I'm talking about the negative spirits.
Yeah, all right. Then you're always focusing on the negative.
So I back to the question, I would ask it, are you here to hurt me? I would ask it, has someone sent this to me to hurt me? What would you ask the ghost? What was the score last week?
I'll just let the spirit know, fully welcome in my house, but leave me alone. Like, I'm a bit like that with spiders in my house. Whatever. If you want to live here, make yourself comfortable, but just make sure I don't see you.
And maybe, look, as much as we are different sides, maybe there's a bit of in between from both of us. Maybe being brought up as ghost star, you know, always think of as negative connotations, where maybe we're always right. Maybe it is just a case of, well, it's just a friendly spirit that used to live here. I wouldn't say goody ghost, friendly spirit that used to live here.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, for dark, evil entities to be in your home, it's very, very rare.
Yeah.
Very, very rare. Mm. I mean, you get TV shows.
What about that picture you just showed us? That
Yeah. But that's one house. But that's
it's dad's house.
But see, and also you don't know whether that is actually a spirit changing its image.
I didn't think of that
just to be like, look at me, I'm menacing.
Shaping things, didn't think of that. All right, yeah. What else is in there?
Because they change their image.
Yeah. What else is in there?
Okay, so we've got thermal imager, which you obviously
this
know
is an expensive kit.
It looks like a camera kit, but all that padding and stuff, those cases are always incredibly dear product inside. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for bringing it in.
It's okay, no problem.
And what's the thing on the far side with the tentacles? The white.
Well, basically, it's like another version of a REM pod, but it's one.
Is it light?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
basically, it's just a little gadget that you place on a table. Once you turn it on, if they go anywhere near those.
Mm. It lights up.
It lights up, and it'll light up wherever it is.
Wow.
Near it.
Can we have a go with that one? Let's do it now. Go on, Addy. Get hold of it.
Get hold of what?
The thing.
What should I get? It won't bite.
Mate, but it's not going to hurt you. Honestly, that's not even the ghost, is it? That's just the contraption to entice the ghost.
So what you do is you pull the aerial up.
Fortune. Pull the aerial up.
And then underneath the machine, there's an on switch. And then if you wave your hand near it.
Oui.
Well, that's all you need.
Okay.
So that can pick up a lot of electrical energy.
All right, so if it goes there and none of us are near it and it starts to go off...
It all depends.
Then we have a problem.
It all depends.
We don't have a problem.
Well, we do because I'm leaving. And you're doing a podcast by yourself for the next
20 minutes. Mobile phones can set it off as well.
Okay.
So basically what I'll be doing is I'll be saying to any property that says there's a ghost in it, I'll be saying, if you're here... And you'd like to show us that you're here, please can you go near this machine here and just wave your hand over it, near it, or close to the aerial. And then you always hope that you're going to get a light pop up or a little buzz.
Summon one. Eddie.
Oh, shut up.
Try.
Summon one. What do you think this is?
Try.
This is House on the welcome. Haunted Hill.
No, but try. You've got the belief, because they know that I'm more sceptical than you.
Yeah, you're the person then that they would want to... If someone's more sceptical, they want you.
If there is a ghost in this room, please come here now and make our light go off.
Yes, if there is a spirit amongst us, please feel free to show yourselves.
Okay. So the good news is, TalkSport...
News UK.
News UK is not haunted.
Well,
we've got proof.
Not yet. We haven't taken it to 14. That food is haunted.
Okay.
The sort of places that you're going to have really high responses is places like the Guy's Hospital.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to get high responses from that.
It's not far. No.
I would love to come on one of your...
Hunts.
Yeah. Is it a hunt? Is that the right word?
Yeah. Ghost hunters, have you never heard of that?
Where I like to use the term paranormal researcher. Ghost hunting, okay, to me sounds like you're hunting ghosts. It's just, it's like hunting animals, you know. I detest that idea, and I detest the fact that people use the term ghost hunter to hunt people's spirits.
Yeah,
I swear, I'm talking to you, but I'm looking at that at the same time. Like, how often do you get called out? Like, once a month? How often do you receive calls?
Yeah, can be that quite that regular. I mean, we run a Facebook page just for the sheer fact that people.
What's it called?
Ghost of London.
Ghost of London. Okay.
And it's just literally so people can, if they're feeling that they're not sure about something and they just need a bit of advice, you can either talk to us. We're happy to talk. Or if you want us to come to your house and go over your house with instruments and feel more reassured, we're happy to do that. We're there to be reached, you know. We're there for everybody and anybody. We travel all over the UK. We've done some investigations in Austria. You know, one time we was in Prague. Wow. We got involved in an investigation, whatever. We'll go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Men's Room Podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
The gaffer has joined us because he insisted on telling us his ghost story. Laurie Palacio, thank you so much for joining us on the Men's Room Podcast. You've got a fascinating ghost story.
It's a true ghost story as well, more importantly. But first of all, I'm a friend of the show.
Thank you.
Big fan of the show as well, so really pleased to be on with you guys. Thank you for letting me on.
No problem.
Thank you for coming.
We had no choice in the matter.
I love that you're doing this, by the way. I love that you've chosen and effectively put yourself on the show to tell us this story.
Yeah.
So I've been dining off this story for a couple of years, right?
Okay.
And so I need to take you into a place, all right? And once I've taken you into that place, you'll understand why I had to come here and tell you the story.
I am so intrigued.
Okay, all right. So very good friend of mine, very, very good friend of mine, not me, very, very good friend of mine, is a caretaker for an old country house in the good old English countryside, right? And this house is quite isolated, quite far away from the other houses. It's got all of the cliches of a ghost story, but this is a real story, okay? So his job is to look after the grounds and, you know, cut the wood and mow the lawn, whatever it is that, you know, groundsmen do, right, in big country houses. Also, his job is to make sure that the house is ready for the weekend for when the actual residents who live there come and enjoy their lovely big country house. And so he's on a Friday afternoon, he's in the big house, he's cleaning the house as he normally does, and suddenly there's this very big drop of temperature, right? Trust me, he is not the kind of guy that is into anything ghostly or spiritual or anything like that, and neither is he scare easily. So he kind of goes, oh, you know what? I'm going to go and get my missus because she's in, you know, she's around the corner. I'm not feeling too good right here. This is something's going on here. I would like some company because this is all a bit too much for me. So he goes and gets his missus. They walk up the stairs, right? big old wooden staircase, creepy kind of sort of, you know, staircase as you'd imagine, you know, all the old paintings and all that kind of sort of stuff on the walls as they're walking up. And they go towards the door of the office.
Oh, God.
And just as he's about to turn the knob on the handle, they both hear a small child say, "Hello." They look at each other. He opens the door. Nothing. There's no one there. The room's empty. They put it to one side. They go, "There's nothing." So we just freaked each other out because whatever, it's cold and dark and it's a big creepy house. It happens sometimes. So off they go. They carry on with their rest of their weekend and they're kind of like, nothing too untoward here. The following day, a friend comes along who is into this kind of sort of stuff, and they tell him the story of the, you know, oh, it was a really weird moment, you know, we heard the hello, the little small child. And he goes, "Well, I'll tell you what I'll do is," he's into, you know, paranormal stuff. He goes, "I'm going to record our next hour and a half in this house, right? And, you know, you carry on doing what you need to do. We'll have a chat, I'll have a cup of coffee, and, you know, and I'll see you later." Hour and a half passes, nothing happens. They don't think anything of it. The week later, this friend of theirs goes, "Guys, I've listened back to the audio and I've heard something and I think you need to hear it. And it's like actually quite serious." And at this point, I'm like going, this is nonsense, right? This is a rubbish story. There's no way that this has ever happened. I don't believe you, right? He goes, "No." And my mate pulls out his phone. So I've got my phone. And he plays me the audio of this apparent ghost, right?
Is this the audio you've got?
And this is the audio I've got. I'm going to play you the
turned
audio.
Turned up with props.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
So there's a couple of voices on here, right? There's the voice of the friend who came to record the audio, right? He was there for a cup of coffee to see his mates, right? There's the voice of the caretaker, the guy, the friend, who's had this first experience of the small child, you know, turning the door, and both he and his wife heard a small child say hello, but there was nothing there. And then there is, in the background, like as an audio expert, you know, as we all are, right? You know, like there's kind of a foreground sound and then there's the kind of the background sound.
Yeah.
And so we're listening out for the background sound, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going to play this. I might play a couple of times. It might not be loud enough. I'll pass the phone around in case you don't hear it, okay?
Okay.
It's a 16-second clip. It happens about 10 seconds in, all right?
Okay.
It'd be an awesome house to grow up in, though, wouldn't it? Right. It'd be an awesome house to grow up in. No.
I could hear something.
And there it goes, right? You need to hear it right by your ear, okay? There's the voice of a small child saying, "Have you been to the woods today?" Okay? So just press play, put it by your ear, listen in, okay?
It'd be an awesome house to grow up in, though, wouldn't it? It'd be an awesome house to grow up in. No.
Yeah, I heard it.
I heard it.
And there was no explanation for that.
There was no explanation for that. There was no one else in the house. There was no radios on. This is a house that is isolated from like many other houses. There's no passing cars. There's no airplanes flying over. There's most definitely another voice in there between two men just having a cup of tea and, you know.
And it's a female voice, isn't it?
That's a kid.
It sounds like a kid's voice, right? Have you been to the woods today?
Mm. Yeah. No, I can certainly.
I heard the voice. There's no two ways about it.
And there are woods nearby.
You're skeptical. You've got your skeptical.
Well, I'm less skeptical now because there's evidence.
There are woods nearby. Okay, there used to be small children that lived in this house. It was a big family pile that belonged to, you know, some lord and lady of the manor.
What do you think?
100%. These old houses have got spirits flying around them, and they have made themselves known to him since that recording as well, on a number of our occasions.
So are you now on board with the theory of...
I'm fully on board. Fully on board. This was the thing that turned me, all right?
See, do you know what's interesting? Because to the vast majority of our listeners, they won't know you. You're a very rational, sensible, factual man. You aren't a man who sort of deals in jeopardy.
100% don't indulge in any kind of frivolity of this kind. Not interested. There is always a scientific explanation, right? Mm.
Until there isn't.
And then this happened.
Been back to the house.
I've been back to the
house. Why would you go back?
Because he's got a, you know,
nice.
It's a nice house.
Nice house. Yeah.
One second. So if you heard that, you're going to go back.
Well, it's not necessarily threatening. Even if there is something else living there, it doesn't always mean that you should avoid
nice.
It. Always starts nice.
Always starts with a nice, kiddie's voice, doesn't it? I would never go back.
I listened to the dating episode that you guys did. That feels like a line from that.
Yeah, it always starts nice. Yeah.
Always starts nice. That's fascinating.
Mm.
And you told the story really well as well.
And that's real, by the way.
That's real. I mean, and there's evidence. It'll be very interesting to hear what our expert has to say about this.
And I would love to hear. And that is why I insisted I wanted to come today. Because so far, this story, I've told friends. I've had skeptical viewpoints. People have said that there's something wrong with the audio, whatever. But I would love your expert.
Did you say that the people whose house it is, they've heard more voices since? Or
he has heard subsequently another voice at another occasion. Okay. He has had that sense of the cold, you know, where the temperature. And I promise you, he's one of my best mates. He's like me, right? Okay, he's Arsenal fan.
Normal guy,
yeah, right?
Normal guy,
totally. Not into this stuff. He lives the country life, and he had to share this with me. And today I've had to share it with you. Like I've shared it with many people over the course of the last few years who have looked at me like you're looking at me going, something not right here.
You know what I like about this? Obviously, we've known Laurie for 3 years.
Yep.
He's waited till now for this episode to tell us this. He's held it. He's waited and waited for a paranormal activity.
He's given us an insight into your character that I didn't know existed. I didn't know that there was this edge. I always thought it was all fact-driven.
Well, it's not edge by, like, it's not something he wanted.
No.
This is it. This just happened.
So I
100% heard that voice.
No, I mean, the voice is on the recording. There's no doubt about that.
Right. As audio experts, we all agree.
Yeah, the voice, yeah, the voice is there.
You can hear it, can't you?
Questions need to be answered.
You obviously must have a few more points. You must have a lot of skeptics. There must be. Right?
Oh, yes, of
like
course.
Thousands. Like, how do you deal with that? Like, people must think, what's he talking about? You must have that.
Well, to be honest with you, I would feel bad if there wasn't people that were sceptic.
Mm. Mm.
It's good to have an equal balance. I mean, what we do on the Facebook page is we say to people, because we get a lot of photographs, we put it up and then we'll say, as we always have done right from the beginning, we, as a group, never say, this is a ghost. You decide. What do you think? Do you think it's a spirit or don't you? The only things we really, really disagree on is when somebody sends us a picture, we think it's quite good, we put it on the page, and then someone says Photoshop. If you think it's Photoshop, explain why you think it's Photoshop, not it's Photoshop and then
leave it
away.
There, yeah.
Because that's not fair.
No, you need to have the dialogue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the fact that Laurie was on today is an example of exactly what you're saying there.
What did you make of that audio, Laurie's audio?
I found it very interesting. Yeah. It's, see, because it's done on a digital recorded machine, I can't fault it. It's clear.
As opposed to old school tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I there's a thing about old school machines where they do tend to have this tendency to make certain noises in the mechanism, and it can make you feel like you're hearing.
Yes. But that isn't the case on that one, is it? Definitely not.
Absolutely not. That is as clear as day, and that's one of, and I will say it, it's one of the clearest ones.
Does that intrigue you? I can see you, like, you perked up. Does that, like, you want to go to the house?
Definitely. I would love to
talk sport special.
Yeah.
I'd love to come with you.
I'd love to go there. If the opportunity ever arose, I'd be there like a shot.
Really?
I think Laurie seemed quite open to that idea.
With that machine.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that will start beeping. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Jason, really appreciate you coming down. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed that a lot. Cool. Rory.
Thank you so much. It's really great to meet you. Really do appreciate you coming in. It's fascinating. It's so interesting. And it's a world that I had no real understanding of. And
Now we know
you've
a bit
shed
more.
A lot of light, so thank you very much.
That's all right. No problem. Yeah,
thank you very much. I go back to my one-bedroom flat by myself, but no problem whatsoever. Jason, Rory, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of the Men's Room Podcast. Something a bit different this week. Remember, you can download and share this podcast wherever you download your podcast from. In the YouTube section, make sure you leave a comment as well. Have you ever had any paranormal experiences? Let us know. We'll get in touch with those that have.
ToolStation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room Podcast on TalkSport. Join the ToolStation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with ToolStation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the ToolStation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.